This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. We're talking about growing underground, away from Monsanto's Roundup and chemicals in the air and in the rain. Trevor's with us live in New York, New York State. Rick Miller.
Release the Kraken. What's that? Yeah, I say release the Kraken, and then I say, wait a minute. I am the Kraken. I have been doing underground growing since 1970 when I started out of graduate school with Lunar Base Alpha 1. This is our future. This is literally what has to happen because of the anomalies from the sun, EMP strikes where you don't have power. Well, just exactly who you're going to call, Ghostbusters. Having hydroponic systems and closed systems for space is what we all do now in our bunkers. And it's not reported as much by BBC yet. They haven't gotten that far, but it's everywhere. And people are using, what I have done is I found a group that is designing one for the kitchen to replace where your dishwasher is that goes over your sink for your source of water. Now, it's a little household thing that slides in there like that steel refrigerator that Vincent was talking about. Imagine a lifestyle change in terms of how you relate to your food and yourself in terms of where we're going in events called the singularity. The stuff I'm doing, that's what I did in 1970. So I'm here to give you guidance on that if you'd like. But what I'm doing is talking about the evolution of consciousness now and how magic has become a serious advanced study in physics. And I'm like ahead of the curve, ready to hand you precisely where you get your LEDs. LED lighting is bandwidth specific. That means that broccoli that really wants this bandwidth, doesn't want a whole full spectrum, wants this bandwidth, has its place with this LED system to be distinguished that from celery. And they're all different. And each one also likes temperature, water temperature, which means that as you start at the very top where you're colder, as the water matriculates down through with nutrient and being added and stuff like fish, what you're doing is delivering warmer water as it heats up, as it falls, to the next plant below. The whole thing is a matrix, and it works extremely well for nutrient that you're talking about in terms of mineral 72 and your algae that you want to be growing. Algae are your trace minerals. You want to talk about vegetables and eating worms. That's the old prepper shows. Good luck. How did Crocodile Dundee put it? Wow, you can live on it, but I wouldn't eat it. I think there is a new direction in everything going on, and I am one just ready to pop and show you how I do it. I'm doing it literally to learn how to do it so I can talk about it. That's how you do it. You study it yourself so you can talk about it. And the whole concept of expansion in terms of going upward six plant sections high or one just over your kitchen sink, it doesn't matter. You want good light, So your kitchen wants to have that big bay window that I do that takes it all in. Like my other bay window is where I keep my, in the wall, my CB rig, you know, da 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 da. There's all kinds of ways of living. And, underground is going to be useful for growing mushrooms off season, and that includes psychedelics, your gourmet, and your pharmaceutical. And the pharmaceutical mushrooms are, I cannot begin to tell you the importance of polysaccharides delivering oxygen on a cellular level. We're going toward, I just finished out the last chapter in the non-local mind. I'm now putting it into a package because I couldn't figure out how to end it. And it's going to end on how to regenerate nerve tissue in your body as a direction toward immortality. It turns out every single way that different universities all throughout the world measure aging, every single one of them is reversible. What age do you want to be? Now we're talking hydroponics and taking control of your food system. Closed system. Working. And all you need are chickens, rabbits, and worm casings, and you have all the inorganic salts necessary. You don't need any nutrient. That's it, right there. A stew.
Trevor, I'm sure you've got some questions.
Yeah.
Oh, too many to have in one conversation. These are reasons I didn't call in for so long. It's like, you know, little man, don't interrupt the grown-ups talking. There's so much information to pick up that I felt that I had nothing to add to the conversation. But now there's...
Well, what you're supposed to do is write your own book after I've written mine.
Ah. But when you said
you're
that, like,
boyfriend.
Yeah, you said, like, this one plant gives the heat for this next plant, and then instantly I had a light bulb in the back corner of my brain go ding, and I was like, oh my goodness.
Well, once you said it in your mind's eye, listen, the reason that superheroes and Angelina Jolie is now going to be part of the Marvel group, figure. Yeah, there it is, man. It gets better and better because once you see it in your mind's eye, that's what makes it real. Well, let me give you an example. Right now, I met somebody up in Seattle that's making cement that's as white as a porous concrete with magnesium in it, and it's lighter than a goofball. I mean, it's like you don't feel it. It has no weight to it, and it's stronger than anything. Now, he's working with Elon Musk on using that around an engine block to block the neutron radiation from these new engines. And but I said, well, but Elon Musk is making tunnels, right? Ding, ding, ding. So he is, now we're going to do a three-dimensional print of I have a three-dimensional printer that will print a 30-foot geodesic dome in 24 hours with this porous concrete. And once I have a movie on that, then I go to Netflix with my movie called The Domes of Mars, where we work with marijuana and poop from your thing as a closed system, because that turns out to even be stronger than porous concrete, hemp, fiber, and manure. And that's where we're going to grow our buildings just like we do everything else. And once you see it in your mind's eye, that's where Hollywood comes in. That's what makes it real.
Rick, can you give us some guidance on the frequencies, the color bandwidths of, just put us in the ballpark as to what color.
Okay, so infrared, infrared is, to be at the other end of the visual spectrum is ultraviolet. And, ultraviolet will grow really good with indica because it's a higher altitude plant and requires a longer, hotter bandwidth, what we call ultraviolet. That's that blue light thing you don't like. I don't like. It's ultraviolet. That thing is radiating in bandwidths you can't see, but are hurting your eye. That's why the blue light doesn't work, and why you don't like it. And everything is in blue now, and it's like, it's awful. And either that or they do the bright red in an LED. And if you'll notice on your speaker bowl red and your speaker blue, that the both hurt your eyes just like the police car. It's a form of intimidation. It's a light band I wouldn't use, and unfortunately all my toys that I use it. And that's where duct tape comes in and becomes your friend.
So Rick, seriously, I went to the Reese store and they had some incandescent light bulbs.
Yeah, they incandescent is that they're hard on the eyes, fluorescent and incandescent. And now what they're doing is grow lights, soft G, filtered, where you're mostly in the white bandwidth. I used to get those. They're called Earth lamps. Other kinds of names on it. All what they're doing is just screening with stuff on the inside. It'll screen and absorb the longer bandwidth. The problem is they all produce that, even though some of it's screened, like your soft lamps.
Here's where I'm going with this. Right,
what's that?
Here's where I'm going with this. The A-style base, the screw-in base, the Edison base, the old A-type base for incandescent bulbs. Okay. Well, the government killed them. Okay, so
yeah, that's because you can't touch them; they get hot.
Well, yeah, but here's
where all your
energy is
going, not light.
Okay. Well,
you want to be efficient. You don't want to be wasteful. And
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm with you, but there are certain applications where it's hard to get around using an incandescent bulb. For example, let's say you want to raise baby chicks. The traditional method is you have a light bulb above them with a reflector to keep the chicks warm so they don't die on you, you know, when they just hatch. Now, my question is, if you're talking about growing, is an incandescent light bulb at some height above the seedlings providing heat, warmth, and light, is that a good way to go or not?
You can do that. It just depends on your power system and what you have accessible for energy. And when you're underground, you start to become a little more miserly because your temperature right out of the gate is a cool 56, 53. 53 degrees is what most down past 10 feet.
And that's pretty much anywhere in the United States.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. It changes a little bit, but yes.
All right, so let's cut right to the chase.
Like
let's say
Yellowstone might be a little different.
Let's say we're going to be miserly with electricity, and let's say we can buy LED lighting strips that run on 12 volts or 13 volts or so, and we have a choice of warm white, cool white, or natural white. What would you recommend we use for seedlings for most of us, for most plants, getting them started? Which one?
Okay, my answer is yes, which stage in the seedling?
Okay, so let's start them. What do we want to start them with, and then what do we want to grow with?
Or you do all three lights, and you move them down the length where they have more place to grow.
Let's talk a little bit about that when we come back. Trevor, I'm sure you've got some questions. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So let me ask this question, then Trevor, I'm sure you've got questions ready to go. So for most of us, solar power generation or solar electricity is the most practical power generation system I can think of post-grid collapse. There's a possibility that a ground battery might work for many of us, but you really don't get a lot of current out of a ground battery as compared to a solar array. So if we're going to be post-grid collapse, growing indoors, we're going to need some lighting systems. And that leads us to the most efficient lighting system that I know of to date, which is LEDs. Now, Rick, you mentioned that we should have the cool LED lighting strips, cool in color, warm in color, and natural in color, all three of them combined, and then raise and lower them as necessary. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Each stage requires a different bandwidth. And
okay, so
what
do we start
with? You start your seedlings under this lamp, you move them over under that lamp for germination and da-da-da-da-da, and then you move them under this lamp for leaf growth or green growth, which is different forms of photosynthesis to be distinguished differently than the mycorrhizae of aspects of soil transfer and nematode. It's like the way you fit a glove onto a hand. Mm-hmm. And each location has its own needs. And the plant, each plant is different. And that's where you get to know each plant and what it likes best.
Okay, is there a source of information for what those plants like best, which frequency, which color spectrum they like best, or are we going to have to experiment on our own starting really soon in this growing season?
Well, the correct answer to that one is also yes.
Okay.
Both things. And you start, and you keep your own diary, and you listen to me, and then you write your own book.
Trevor?
Yes, sir?
You've got the floor.
Now, I get a sideways look when I show people the mushrooms that I bring back from the woods. I eat turkey tails. There's stink horns up here. But I've noticed that the turkey tails are the most nutritious for the calories. I mean, like, I think like a handful of them is like, you know, 60 grams of protein, and that's proper.
If you've got turkey tail, you've also got reishi and maitake.
Yeah,
or can.
Could we add,
you've got them all.
What's that?
Well, they're all different, and they all are important in the beta-glucans and your immune system. That's, again, why Gurdjieff said eat your environment. And I using metaphor, in terms of each habitat is different regarding power. Out here in Oregon, we have a buoy that goes out in the ocean tide going up and down that if we're used up in, I don't know, Nova Scotia, could power the entire East Coast with the power they need just from, you know, the tides. Now, they have a 60-foot tide, and that, you imagine what kind of energy that creates. And down in the Midwest, you have a lot more sun. Good luck. That means, you know, presuming Mount St. Helens doesn't go off again, and it might, Yellowstone for sure, there's pandemics, there's all kinds of things going on because of the avian bird flu and the studies that they're doing as a weapon. I am concerned on a lot of fronts, and can candidly tell you I don't know what direction to be concerned most with regarding prepping. Other than you've got 3 minutes for air, 3 days for water, and 3 weeks for food. What's most important? Your air. And what are you doing right now with chemtrails and the actual purpose of chemtrails? Why is there no real official disclosure?
They want to keep us in the dark, feed us feces, just like mushrooms, you know. It's pretty sad.
I don't know what's going on, and I know I'm pretty aware, and I don't know. And how's that?
I can see them lay the grid patterns, and then you can tell that there's these low-flying clouds, and it doesn't look normal. It's very hazy.
Well, they're not normal.
Like,
of course not. Now, what do you think that's doing to your soil, your plants?
Depleting it completely. Yeah. It's a shame. It's a universal shame.
Trevor, when we come back, would you share what your friends, 30 years old or so, are seeing, thinking, hearing? Do they agree with you? Do they think you're a little off in your thought process, in your observations?
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Having seen only a summary of its conclusion so far through the lens of the Attorney General, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she remains confident that Congress is going to receive some form of the Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia probe.
More than 80% of the American people want to see the report released. That is reflected in a 420-0 vote in the Congress. We will not be ignored.
Meanwhile, the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is rejecting Republican calls that he resign as chairman. The GOP says he deliberately fueled a false narrative about Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Schiff claims there were clearly acts of collusion by former Trump associates.
And yes, I think it's corrupt and evidence of collusion.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? You've got your
take.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So the question I have is for Trevor. So, Trevor, you are 28 years old. You live in upstate New York. You are a student of USA Prepares who has risen to become an instructor of USA Prepares. I'm sure you talk with a number of people. And if you are involved with our class, you must have a different point of view from the GDP. What do people think about what you say and observe and share with them? What's their reaction to you, Trevor?
I'd say half the time they think that I'm speaking blasphemy or that I'm some sort of a space alien, that I come back from the woods with 2 pounds of free mushrooms. And I mean, these these things that I do are really to just propel myself forward more. Like I'll take the end of a cabbage and I'll put it in with my soil, let that grow into a little mini cabbage plant. I'm going to get seeds off of this thing here in the next few weeks, and they're free, aside from the electric that I paid for, which is just a minor cost to have a healthy lifestyle and to learn. And I just feel like they think that doing the things to propel yourself is too hard, so they want to rely on somebody else. And other people will be fickle and keep you in the dark in order to benefit themselves. So I've learned from a young age that people lie, and you got to really do your own bookwork, because if not, no one's going to do it for you. And I see a lot of trusting of other people, and that's not healthy. You should really trust but verify. And like I mentioned to Doc Sheely and you the other day on Monday, starting a garden. I mean, it's relatively free aside from the time. If you have a dog, there's half of your fence, keep the deer out. And they're concerned about what other people think, and that's not useful. You know, like if I'm backing up into a parking space, I don't care if the guy thinks I look funny backing up into the space. I want to be able to pull out and get out of there ASAP because I have other things to do. So I'm not concerned with what they think as much as what will I need in the future, or how can I help someone else. You know, I think my thought process is very foreign to people, and I've grown to kind of not care because it's more for me in the end, if you know what I'm saying.
I do, and I believe what you're saying is you're going galt, or you have gone galt, as described in Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm sick of paying other people's property tax for them. I want my own homestead. Mm-hmm. I really don't like renting. It's not fulfilling.
Mm-hmm. Right. No,
you have no investment in it, so you don't really want to add things that you would have changed on the piece of property. I know the song. It's really terrible. I was in the process of buying my home when Amazon summarily took me out. I have to move on, but it has severely limited my ability. I'm designing, right now I plan to sell these. They're extensions on hydroponics so that you can put one in your kitchen. You can put one in your basement, which is a little larger. You expand upward and outward. And you can have tiers of them like they do in the movies, like in Japan. And so you can expand it for a large household. You can expand it to a small town, a large city. Did you know that the city of Chattanooga right now has a greenhouse at the back end of every single major restaurant in Chattanooga now? Their logo is right here, right now. And if you're up in the Finger Lake region, or my dad grew up in Rensselaer, and that area, there is a large, over in Toronto, there's a large set of hydroponic aquaculture systems, fish tanks, where you're growing protein. Down here in Oregon, we have a charter school that took over, the fish ladder and growth ponds at Lost Creek, which is the headwaters of the Rogue River. And right now, that high school, single high school, is producing as an exercise enough protein to feed the entire state of Oregon. That's what a high school can do.
Yeah, and I feel
in Winnipeg, just like that.
Yeah, and I feel like they're just squandering kids' time in school with all the useless things they try to drill into their heads.
Well, that's the distinction on charter schools, and wow, those are beginning to show up everywhere. There is an importance for a community education where you learn how to socially get along with people. And that was one of the things they did and forced me to do. And rather than advance me, when they discovered I was gifted, they kept me in public schools. So at least right now while I'm talking, I'm bobbing like an idiot savant. I was housebroken and to the point where I'm on the edge of not quite being human. I mean, in that sense of it. And yet, a savant is the evolution in man's consciousness. That's where our children are going. as geniuses.
Trevor, yeah, when I
yes, sir.
When I graduated with a bachelor's degree from the university, my first degree, my dad put his arm around me and said, "So, Vinny, what'd you learn in these last 4 years?" How would you answer that question, Trevor?
I'd say that I learned to think for myself because I don't really take kindly to liars in the sense that you know that these people that are supposedly teaching you things are human, so they're flawed. So it goes right back to trust but verify, and I'm starting to realize that there's not many humans you can trust. I trust a dog more than I trust most humans. So that's what I learned. I learned to trust myself.
I'm in total agreement with you, and it's really interesting because we're talking back in 1976 when I graduated the university. I know what the answer was that I gave my dad. It was very, very simple. It was, and it's not what he wanted to hear. I don't know to this day, I don't know what he wanted to hear, and he's no longer with us, so I can't ask him. He's passed away. But I said, "Dad, I learned how to think, and I learned a few facts." That was my answer, my complete answer. And I think that's very close to what your answer was.
Oh, yeah, that's about right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What would you say? What would you say to that question?
I would say they want me to know it. They want me to know just enough to do what they want me to do, not what's in my best interest. Because I know what's in my best interest is not going to run their factory, and I sure as heck don't want to work in a factory. That's not me. I'd rather live under a bridge than put my money towards this new abortion thing in New York, which is just totally. You want to talk about blasphemy? I mean, I can't even say what I want to say on here because I respect the network so much. I think what Cuomo did was a travesty. He should be ashamed of himself for putting his name behind that, and it's partly why I want to leave. I will not support that. It is inhuman. He's an intergalactic disgrace, as you would say.
Rick, Rick Miller, what would you say had you been asked the question upon graduation? Or maybe you were asked the question, "So, son, what did you learn in 4 years?" How would you answer that?
One thing is you don't learn, you study. And with that direction, it isn't, you're integrating it. And I guess what I wanted to say is there is going to be a revisioning of what a farmer is. A farmer is a person that has a number of skills, plural. He knows how to weld. He's animal husbandry. He's an expert in a diversity of areas rather than being an expert in one final field where you have to network with other experts like Boeing. I watched how they compartmentalized, and yet, because I was not, I also had four labs rather than just a single desk flying in a large room like everybody else. I was very fortunate. I think independence of knowledge base so that you can, that's the difference between free will and true will, full disclosure. We don't have full disclosure, doesn't work like that, which means we don't have free will. Now, with that understanding, that's the discovery of what your true will is and why you do what you do now. And whether you do it from a place of wounding, Ollie, and I'm going to overreact and go this way as opposed to that way, what I would rather see happen is the integration of what you learned to become a study in something where you integrate it and make it yours, and then, hopefully, write even a better book, because that's where we evolve. I'm just a lead scout. I'm no big deal. And I don't think any of my thoughts are original. And with that said, what you're experiencing right now is self-realization, union with self. It's halfway to God. Good luck with your journey.
When I was at the university, I studied at the School of Management. But I had some really serious interest in electronics. So I hung out at the Electrical Engineering Laboratory. And that's where they had oscilloscopes and all kinds of test equipment. And in the library, they had patent information. And that's where I learned about the telephone switching network and how the telephone switching network worked. So I was able to learn about how the dual tone frequencies of the Bell Laboratories telephone network in the United States worked and the codes to process telephone calls, you know, via satellite or via the undersea cable between the United States and Europe, and all of the codes that were used to route the calls, make the calls, connect the calls, and so forth. And then with a little bit of engineering, I learned how to make oscillators. And with oscillators, you could generate the tones that the telephone switching network used to work. And I'll leave it right there. I won't go into any further discussion about, you know, how those technologies could be married. But theoretically, a person could make calls all over the world for free.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms
forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. That's Richard A-L-A-N Miller.com. So, Rick and Trevor, back in the 1970s, the telephone switching network that Bell Telephone designed and patented, they used certain frequencies. And one of the frequencies that was used was 2,600 cycles per second. And I used to be able to very, very easily whistle that 2,600 cycles per second. Anybody could. Anybody that could whistle could do it. You just had to learn how to get to that frequency. And I could place a call, if I wanted to, back then, and whistle that frequency. And I must have been able to do it with a darn close to perfect sine wave. And it would blow off the call. And then another call could be placed after that if a person knew the other frequencies to dial the phone numbers. Well, let me tell you just something very interesting. This is way off topic, but I think it's of interest. So back then...
Can I interrupt one second?
Sure.
This is important. That person was Captain Crunch and Michael James Reconosuccio out of Tacoma. It was called a red box, a blue box, and a black box. Ding, 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 ding.
Well, that's pretty close. I mean, the names that you...
That is what happened. I was there. Yeah.
Well, I was too.
He's in federal prison right now working for the feds.
Not everybody who had used that technology is in federal prison. I know that for a fact. Some that aren't. You know some that aren't in prison.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The ones that are in prison. I'm in prison. Oh, go figure.
Well, what I was going to say is the colors of these boxes, there was one that was originally red, and then there was one that was blue, and then there was one that was black, and that's where the name red box, blue box, and black box came from. But back in the 70s, these boxes were just simple LC circuits. For $10, you could make one of these, and you could literally attach one of them with a speaker to the oscillators. You'd need about 10 oscillators, roughly, and use them in combinations to generate certain frequencies. And when you put a coin, like a nickel or a dime or a quarter, into a payphone, it would generate a tone. And you could simulate that tone if a person wanted to. And you could make phone calls from payphones without any coins. Well, you'd have to have the first coin. You have to put a dime in to get the original signal. But people were using these boxes to do that and place phone calls all over the world. Now, the point I was going to get to is that back then there were 24 trunk lines. 24 lines to go between the United States and Europe, period. That was it. So if someone made a phone call, they would use 1/124th of the capacity, the world capacity, of the telephone network between the United States and Europe. And people were calling from the United States to Europe and then blowing off that call, turning that call around once it got to Europe and coming back to the United States, blowing that off, going back to Europe, and with about 3 or 4 minutes of time invested, they could tie up half of the world's telephone network capacity. Just having fun. Now, this was so serious back then that the government and the telephone company, Bell Telephone, was actively pursuing those people doing that because they were really tying up the network. And one of those guys who was an innovator in that technology, not on the government side, not on the Bell Telephone side, was the man you named, known as Captain Crunch.
Amazing.
Does that jive with your memory, Rick?
Yeah, Michael, don't forget this one, Michael James Conosuccio. And you can read about him in a book called Secret and Suppressed. They talk about me in that also. That book is by Feral Press. It's called Secret and Suppressed. And there's a chapter in there on Michael James Conosuccio.
Trevor, any quick comments? We're at the end of the broadcast.
Yes, I'd like to say to everybody, you don't have to be the donkey whisperer. Go your own path, and thank you, gentlemen, for leading me down this path. I'm very grateful, and God bless America.
Trevor, I'll call you tonight. Thank you for being with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you for sharing your time, which is not replaceable as well.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.